Welcome, O listener, to another episode of Bite Sized Virtue. This is season 10, if you can believe it, of this little mini series that I do as a part of Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug. This one's coming a bit late, isn't it? We've already been through the Lent season. We've already been past Ash Wednesday, past Easter even. We're getting into now the Easter season, as I mark it and as many Catholics and Christians around the world mark it. This is the Easter season, the period of roughly 50 days between Easter and what we call Pentecost. And as it happens, it's actually the Sunday of Divine Mercy Sunday, which is one of the most important feast days in the Catholic liturgical calendar. Right up there, actually, with Easter. I won't get into the reasons why. I had hoped to do, you know, a comprehensive deep dive into each of the eight virtues across this season 10 of Bite Size Virtue. You know, looking at compassion one week and valor another week, and looking at both how Ultima presents the virtue to us, and also how those same virtues are understood in real-world philosophical terms. And maybe I'll do that in season 11, who knows. The world changed a lot over the course of Lent, and now it's hard to focus on anything other than two virtues in particular. I think two of the virtues of Ultima are sacrifice and humility. And so I'll be focusing on kind of the synthesis of those virtues across this season of Bite Size Virtue, however many episodes I'm able to produce. And as has been my plan the last couple of times around, I'm going to be alternating between doing a Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug episode one week and then a Bite Sized Virtue episode in the off week. And I apologize that I'm speaking a little quietly right now. I'm recording this late at night again on Divine Mercy Sunday, the first Sunday after Easter. My kids have all gone to bed, and unfortunately I'm unable to use the basement, so I have to content myself with recording here on the main floor, where I can be quiet and I can speak quietly, but not too loudly, because I dare not risk waking any of the kids. I won't go into the subject matter too much today, because I don't want to talk for too terribly long, so this will probably be the shortest bite-sized virtue episode yet produced. But I do want to say that, you know, I hope you and your family are well. I hope that things have not been too crazy, topsy-turvy for you where you are. I hope that the supermarkets have food. I hope that you are well. Your family is well. I hope that the adjustment to working from home, if you had to make it, has been, if not completely painless, if not completely smooth, then at least by now that it has smoothed out some. I hope that the transition to schooling your children from home, if that is a change you have had to make, has, you know, similarly, if not gone well from the beginning, then at least gotten to a point now where it has smoothed out some. And if you have been impacted by this, my prayers are with you. I do wish for the recovery of yourself or of whoever in your family has been afflicted by this. And if you've lost someone to this ongoing pandemic, then I can only pray for your consolation, the consolation of your family. We will, I think, get through this. It may take some time. But if we are people of virtue, that will make it that much better, I think, not only for ourselves, but for our communities, for the people around us, for the people we love. There are measures that we can take to help combat, in our own ways, the spread of this virus that is now making its way around the globe. And it will require a measure of sacrifice from us, no doubt, and it will require a measure of humility from us, no doubt, to enact those measures in our own lives. But hopefully, we are able to do that. And so, in due time, see this situation we find ourselves in, for the moment, come to an end. And then, with all due expedience. All right, that's enough for now. I will talk to you in a couple weeks.